Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adatula.
Paul Gallant in for Reggie. He is John Lopez. Four Houston Texans were named to the Pro Bowl today. Will Anderson, Derek Stingley, no surprises there. Nico Collins in a season where C.J. Stroud hasn't been playing great. Mm-hmm. He also makes it. And Azeez Al-Shaair, Texans linebacker, gets the nod as well. He did not play this past Sunday against the Las Vegas Raiders. The Texans are one of three teams with four players to the Pro Bowl. The Rams and Chiefs, the other two teams. Four teams have five players. The Cowboys, the Chargers, Eagles, and Lions. And four teams have six players. The Ravens, Broncos, Seahawks, and 49ers. They have more Pro Bowlers than most teams in the league. And Azeez Al-Shaair, shout out to him. Mm-hmm. What a redemption tour 2025 has been. Where he's a Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee. And on top of that, he gets Pro Bowl accolades a year after everyone was acting like he is the worst thing that's ever happened to football because of the hit on Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, look, and obviously, you know, very well deserved, very happy for these guys. And of course, your mind immediately goes to, all right, who didn't, who kind of got snubbed here? And of course, there's going to be alternates, and there's already some alternates as well.
Quarterbacks will probably get down to the very bottom of the barrel, where maybe C.J. Stroud ends up a Pro Bowl quarterback because of all the guys who opt out.
No, you may well, to be honest. But I immediately went to Dalton Schultz, clearly the best tight end in the AFC, but was snubbed by Travis Kelce, who's been better than. And who's the other one? I forget. Brock Bowers.
Bowers makes sense. Kelce, it's as if this was done by all of the very, very, very not at all scary and terrifying Swifties out there.
Yes. But then I forgot about one that deserves to be on the Pro Bowl. And he was named an alternate, and that's what reminded me. Jalen Petrie.
He's having a good season.
Jalen
right.
Petrie is having a really good season. And that whole tackling thing back in the day is just gone now. We
for
talked
sure.
about it yesterday. He's having a great year.
He plays a weird position. Mm-hmm. So it's and I don't think the NFL's quite figured out how to best differentiate someone playing what Jalen Petrie's playing versus the average nickel corner, because Petrie's more of a linebacker in that
role.
He's
a little bit of everything.
But he does a little bit of everything. You're right. He's had a great season, and it wasn't that long ago that D'Amico Ryans, when asked about who sets the tone for the Texans' defense, he brought up first Kamari Lassiter, two Jalen Petrie, and three Azeez Al-Shaair. All three of those guys, I think, had cases to be Pro Bowlers this year. Kalen Ballock, I wanted more out of this season. That's not to say he's been bad. I know he is disappointed that he is not a Pro Bowler, but I really thought Ballock was going to take that next step.
Well, he was the first alternate. The three first alternates are Lassiter, Bullock and Jalen Petrie. And again, Schultz didn't even make first alternate.
Yeah.
This is bizarre. But I'm glad you brought up Alshire because we were talking earlier about, and I think we all landed on the same place, you know, what concerns you more, not just Saturday, but moving forward, the injuries on the offensive line or the injuries and, you know, success that the Raiders had up the interior of the defensive line. I think we all landed on the offensive line, but it is a real concern up the, you know, the interior. We heard DeMeco talking about it earlier, but let's hear from DeMeco again, because I think Alshire coming back, how much of that is he going to repair, even with, you know, some players on the some defensive tackles that aren't necessarily, you know, at the same level?
Azeez is being the play caller, the green dot guy, right, on his helmet. He's handled the communication all year. So when you do lose a guy like Azeez, Henry moves over to the Mike linebacker spot. He has to handle the communication. Not Henry's done it before, but it's like, where are you most comfortable? Mm-hmm. And of course, Azeez, having done it a lot, he's more comfortable in that spot. He's done it for longer, and he's done a really good job of it. So we missed having him out there. Hopefully we can get him back this week. But, you know, you don't miss sometimes when plays are happening fast and you have to talk to other guys. Like, he's that coach on the field that has to get things corrected. When we can't get a call in quick enough or they're going hurry up, he gets that call in. He kind of knows what we're thinking, where we want to go with the call. So it's and he's also just a motivator out there on the field as well. He has to do his job, but he has to communicate, talk to the other guys, get them pumped up, amped up throughout the series. If things go bad, he has to get it fixed. So it's a lot that's on your plate as a Mike linebacker, that Azeez is an extension of us as the play caller, and he's done an outstanding job of it all year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Routine is such a big part of an athlete's day-to-day, and it is something that gets lost in the shuffle when we see somebody step up, because it's football. It's next man up. But, John, I'm sure when you were playing high school football that you probably had some sort of responsibility before every single play. I remember when I was playing safety, I was told that I have to tell everyone on the defense which side of the field is the strong side, which, and that would entirely determine what we were doing, and there would be other communications that happen. When you get moved from not doing that every single play to doing that every single play, you can see how that would get lost in the shuffle or take a little bit of time, even if Henry To'oto has done it before, where it takes him a little bit of time to get up to speed. And then on top of that, all the other things that Alshire brings to the table. Mm-hmm. He's one of the most important players on this defense, which, by the way, also features Danielle Hunter, who is a great Pro Bowl snub, but bringing it back to Azeez Alshire.
Yeah, and that, by the way, that is about as long an answer as you will ever hear from DeMeco.
Yeah.
That's how much he loves this dude.
And he's played the same position, so he has better perspective on it than anyone.
And he wore the green dot as a rookie, you know, so from his rookie year, I should say. So that is about, that says a lot about the respect and the importance of Alshire. So I feel as if, you know, defensively, it should make you feel a lot better. And by the way, They'll be taking the field here in about a half hour. So we'll have – this is the Wednesday of their work week because they're playing on Saturday. So I don't necessarily expect Al-Shaair to be on the field just because he's a veteran and all that. But we'll maybe get some reports on just how he's moving, if he's out there, et cetera.
This is one of those tricky times of year where practice reports – try not to put too much stock into them, right? Yeah. Because they are resting lots of guys at this point in the season. How much do you need? Jim Harbaugh is the head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers. He is definitely up there, I think, as far as coach of the year possibilities. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he'll get it, but the Chargers, I mean, they've dealt with injuries to both of their tackles. Mm-hmm. Justin Herbert's having a hell of a season playing through the injuries he's playing with. Maybe you don't think Herbert's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. He's definitely one of the toughest. But Jim Harbaugh is always really funny whenever we hear from him, and he had some very interesting things to say. I think that we got a couple of the clips from his press conference today.
Well, the one that stood out, because we're talking about Al-Shaair, the one that stood out to me is just how important he is. You got to feel better about the interior of the defense. You got to feel better about the run success that was was had against the Texans this past week just because Al-Shaair is on the field. I think the same thing can be said with Nico Collins, and certainly Jim Harbaugh pretty much said it.
Michigan man.
I've always loved Nico. You know, he attacks everything he does, and he's a elite competitor. He's just always been driven and always looking to get better. He's never satisfied. Always trying to improve. And a great guy, and a great competitor, and great playmaker.
When you talk about MVP, forget like numbers and everything. Just value to the offense. You can easily argue that Nico is as valuable to this offense as Al-Shaair is to the defense. He bails him out.
Yeah,
he bailed him out this past weekend.
Yep,
you know,
for sure, and that is one of those plays that you got in your back pocket whenever you're thinking things aren't going so well.
Chunk it,
just chuck it. And I do think they should do it a little bit more. To go back to the conversation we were having a little bit earlier about how does CJ Stroud feel in this offense? Mm-hmm. It's got to be work every single week to just stick to this death by a thousand cuts scheme when you see other quarterbacks that are chucking it deep downfield. Caleb Williams is winning a game on a walk-off against the Green Bay Packers after rallying him from down 11 in the fourth quarter. What a comeback that was. And to have someone like Nico Collins available, this offense should think about better ways to make that shot play happen on a regular basis. That play should happen every game.
Yeah.
Run Nico Collins straight down the field, put a jumbo package out there, just see what happens. He is big enough where he's going to be able to probably body a corner or a safety if it comes to a jump ball kind of thing. And on top of that, he's faster than just about everybody once he gets a full head of steam. Remember that touchdown, that throw that CJ Stroud had early on against the Chiefs, where it should have been a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Should have been a touchdown. Stroud underthrew it. And there's been a couple of underthrows by Stroud this season when chucking it deep. They got to run the shot play to Nico once a half. That's my new mandate. Once a half.
I don't disagree just because he's doing...
Once a series.
He also went on with the love for Nico Collins. And I just feel like...
Jim Harbaugh did.
I just feel like it, what you just said has got to be a bigger recipe.
Always knew that he had the ability and the license to be right where he is. You know, like most all guys do, you know. Well, I guess that's not most, because it's just very few in the world that, you know, have that kind of ability. But they'll have all the ones that have that ability have the license, you know. And the ones that, you know, have the drive to go with it, you know that the sky's the limit.
He's
so dramatic.
It is really interesting, the trajectory for Nico Collins. I remember after being in Seattle for a couple of years and coming back, and in 2022 hearing about Nico Collins, is this maybe the year where he's gonna blow up? And it didn't happen. And hey, is that Davis Mills' fault? Is that the offense under Pep Hamilton's fault? I don't know. But then I remember in 2023, just for everything to take off the way that it did. And then you're like, oh, my God, I see why they drafted him. It's crazy that he fell the third round. The speed, the power, the route running ability on top of all of that. He brings so many things to the table, checks so many boxes. If you were building a wide receiver in a lab, this is what you'd want.
Yeah. And that's why against a team like the Chargers, who can play some pretty good defense as well, and you know your defense is going to be kind of piecing together the interior, but still be overwhelming. Hell, I just saw a stat a second ago. They now lead the league in scoring defense by 2 full points over the Seattle Seahawks. So you know what you're going to get from your defense to be able to just get those points. You know, D'Amico's always said, just get me to 20. You know, just get me to 20 points. I don't know if 20 points down the stretch, well, in the postseason, is really going to be enough. So you need to have those big play options.
100%. John Lopez, Paul Gallant. Up next, our lunchtime confessions. And in this hour, you can win a pair of tickets to see the Texans and Colts on Sunday to wrap up the year. Texans Ticket Tuesday is brought to you by your Houston area Ford dealers.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.